Dear Brother Theo, I don't have a question tonight, but I have an experience to inquire. Then Adam said, when I empty my mind and practice meditation, there is thought during that time, which is obvious. Then my body will easily fall to sleep. After that, I will usually wake up 3 hours after that, having no recollection. Means he said he cannot recall anything. Means I have fallen asleep. Means he lapsed into the unconscious. And the feeling of time had been lost. So my first comment is, when he said he emptied his mind, I think in his own way, after he learned from the Thursday class, don't try to know, just let things be, means that is his way of emptying his mind. Means he doesn't want to worry about the thought and all those things. That's why that one can help him. Then he say he practiced meditation. That is a wrong word. Meditation can never be practiced. Meditation is to be developed. It's not a mechanical thing or a rigid thing where you can practice. You cannot practice to be peaceful. You don't practice something unless you do it as a repetitive thing, like practice how to play football, badminton, table tennis, practice how to ride a bicycle. That one you practice. But when it comes to meditation, you have to cultivate it. You have to develop the sati, the mindfulness, the awareness within. So what happened is, when I empty my mind and practice meditation, there is thought during that time, which is quite good. He can see the thought. Then he said, because he emptied his mind, the body will easily fall asleep. When you meditate, you maintain awareness, you don't fall asleep. Falling asleep is initially when you try to do the lying down meditation. Then because you are so comfortable, so relaxed, you will fall asleep, which is normal. It can happen to beginners, to new people. But it's okay. If you are tired, the body is tired, then go and sleep. Then when you wake up, you feel fresh. After that, you want to meditate, you can meditate. To meditate is to relax and maintain awareness. Always remember the second support. Maintain awareness. Not to fall asleep. Fall asleep and snore, that is sleeping. And you can hear your own snoring and maintain awareness. Then it's good. It's sleeping meditation. But for his case, he can't. Because he said he was completely knocked off. For 3 hours, he went into the unconscious. He cannot recall anything. So sometimes, if it's deep sleep, you cannot recall anything, not even your dream, then it is a good rest for the body. But in his case, I don't think so, because he lacks awareness. I think sometimes he dreams also he doesn't know. So that's why he's having that problem. But the next issue that he has is also giving him problem. He said after that, he usually wake up 3 hours later, having fallen asleep and he cannot recall anything. Then he feel that time has been lost. That is a wrong view. That is a dangerous mind state. As I, after that, he continued. I have encountered this experience many times in the past. Spelling is wrong, P-A-S-T. And each time having regret, see, the word regret is a negative mind state. Because time was used without achieving anything in life. To me, this one is contradictory. You want to sleep, you sleep. Understand? You cannot sleep and use time. Do you understand? You cannot be productive when you sleep. If you maintain awareness also, you cannot do anything. You're just aware, meditating, understanding with the silent mind. So it's either or. You can't be productive when you want to sleep. You sleep as you sleep. You meditate while sleeping is meditate. And when you meditate, it's just the way. Of course, you can say that that time is used fruitfully to meditate. But you cannot regret that that period where you went into the sleeping mode or unconscious, you say you cannot use it. How can you use it? Because you are in the unconscious. You are in the sleeping mode. So according to him, he said he had regret because time was used without achieving anything in life. Time just lost or burned, literally. The regret caused me to stop experiencing this moment. It's like, it happened because of a negative mindset. And I came to hate those moments. This is worse. Huh? The evil roots of anger, hatred, dislike came about. Because basically he can't understand what is going on. Then after that he continued, but I began experiencing them again lately during the COVID-19 MCO. MCO is movement control order. Because there is more time, again, to practice meditation. To cultivate meditation, to develop meditation, meditation cannot be practiced. And emptying the mind without telling the mind to do so has made me sleep while I was meditating. See, he contradicted himself again. Emptying the mind without telling the mind to do so has made me sleep while I'm meditating. If you are meditating, how can you sleep? You will be aware. Then not realizing time has gone and I wake a few hours later. That is sleeping. That is not meditation, understand? So Adam, make a note of that. Then after that, he said, but I begin. But I begin. Oh, sorry. That one is over. Then he said, I began introspecting again this experience without judgment, without reacting to it, and questioned myself, what is the benefits of entering this no-thought state? I need to explain here. This is not a no-thought state. This is the unconscious state. You have leapt into the unconscious state. Yes, you already dozed off. Unconscious. You went asleep. You went into the sleeping mode. You are not aware. No-thought state means you are aware, but yet the mind is without thought. That is the no-thought state. It's just like when they give you the anesthesia in the hospital, chloroform, then they knock you off. You become totally unconscious because they switch off the part of the brain that's supposed to make you conscious. So you lapse into the unconscious. You went into a state they call bhavanga. You are not conscious at all. Unless the sense impringement is very strong, then there will be moments of arising from the bhavanga. Then I read on. I was able to obtain the answer this time. My body feels like it has entered the meditation field, no, or compassion feeling, or happy feel, and can stay there for a very long time. This one is irrationalized through the thought process. When he was in the unconscious, there was nothing. But then when he reflect into it, it was the thought telling him, because he can feel those things. And these are conditioned thinking. Even those words that he mentioned, I began introspecting again this experience without judgment, without reacting. These are all the words that I mentioned. Then he said he questioned himself, what is the benefit of entering into this no-thought state? It's not a no-thought state, it's an unconscious state. So all this, he has to slowly develop the understanding. Otherwise, this conditioned thinking, he cannot see. Then after that, he mentioned, he said his body feels like he has entered the meditation field of compassion feeling or happy feel and can stay there for very long. The event of the world feels splitting away, like they can't touch me, even death don't seem scary. So this one is a conditioned thinking state because he has heard a lot about this. That's why when you listen to Dhamma, you get yourself attached, then you will condition yourself to believe you are in that state. So if you do that, that is not meditation, that is not the wisdom. The wisdom comes through the silent mind, the inner awareness that is very stable. And when the stability is there, all of a sudden, it will awaken on its own, without thought, without any knowledge. The silent mind just understands. It's just like what they say, the aha moment. All of a sudden, within that silence, the stillness, the awareness, it just aware. Then through the awareness, the phenomena arise, then it insight into it and awaken. That's why this insight is by the silent mind, by the true mind. There is no thought at all. It just awakens. Then after that, when it come out of the meditation, you will understand what it is. And it is so beautiful. And this one is so penetrative. This is the turning wisdom. Bhavanamaya Panya. But you cannot do it unless your daily mindfulness is very stable, unless your silent awareness within is very stable. That's why when you are in the form of meditation, you're supposed to let this silent mind stabilize until the mind enters sati and realize paucity. Paucity is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, which is your meditative mind. So paucity is very important. Paucity means no thought, no movement, it's just aware. That's why the mind is tranquil and still, no movement. Right? Then stabilize it. Then it will accumulate into samadhi. So sati, paucity and samadhi will allow you to see things as they are, without the interference of your memory, your conditioned thinking, your views, your opinion, your whatever belief system. Means you are not allowing the memory to interfere with what you see. You don't even try to perceive anything. It's just the direct seeing, the awareness, seeing things as they are. And it will understand, it will awaken. There are no word, no concept. Then it will see the movement, the activity. Then it will also see how the mind still react and become what it is. That's how you can trace the origination factor. Before the evil roots arise, before the mental hindrance arise, they were not there. And how did they arise? Through what? In that silence, you can discover that silent awareness that is very, very sensitive and observant, can see, can understand. Then why it moves, it also understands. That's why when you silence your mind and really meditate and observe, you can understand many things. The form of meditation is a very good way to understand the true mind. Then after that, when the mind enters sati, develop paucity, means your mind has transformed. Then when you come out of the form of meditation, this mind that is already in sati will be very different. After that, every activity, every movement that you do, your body and mind is together. We call it specific phenomenal awareness. That every moment of seeing is in sati. Every moment of hearing is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. All the movement or activity, sankara or whatever, they are all in sati. That's how your daily mindfulness become very, very different. Then that time daily mindfulness is like very easy. It just arrives. Usually by then, your spiritual faculty is already developed. Your initial wisdom also already developed. That's why your daily mindfulness can become very different. Then with a good religious routine throughout the day, you will develop the religious routine to be in that mindful state. That's why the Buddha called it ever mindful, constantly meditating, and that is heedfulness. So you have to develop until that stability. Otherwise, the real meditation cannot start. Then when you are so stable in your mindfulness, that mindfulness is so different, it can be aware of many things that arise. It can be aware of the essential Dhamma that the Buddha talked about, especially the three evil roads. You become very sensitive. That's why meditation or cultivation is to be developed in two stages. Stage one is to understand the teaching, pariyatti. Then stage two is to put it into practice. So under pariyatti, understanding the teaching, you have to understand what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Then you have to understand all the essential Dhamma. So that when you already develop the heedfulness or the mindfulness, you can use it to investigate Dhamma, Dhamma Vichaya, so that you can, through the silent inner awareness and daily mindfulness, be aware of your mental intention and your mental defilement, the evil roots, the greed, hatred, and the delusion, the subtle defilement behind that cunningness, that deceitfulness, that subtle intention behind, that has the ego behind. So all this you will start to see. Then you start to experience them through the daily life. Then the mental hindrance, you see them very clearly, how your mind stir, how your mind react initially to every moment of sense experience, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. These are the first two mental hindrances of sensual desire and ill will. See them. Then why did your mind stir? Why did it react such a manner? See it. When you see it, you understand. Then when you come out, you know how to straighten your view and you know how to change over to a new way of living life, which is heedful, no longer heedless. That's how meditation is to be developed. Unless your daily mindfulness is very stable, you cannot see, you are as good as blind. So most of you will try to use Dhamma knowledge to rationalize the thought, to develop the understanding, thinking that this is Dhamma, this is wisdom. No, these are thought-based meditation. They cannot awaken you. They will bring about more delusion in you if you are not careful. Then I will read on. The feeling, we are here. The feeling of gratitude, love, and compassion is always there. That is according to him, somewhere near the heart. I can associate with this feeling. That's why I say this is very likely his conditioned thinking. Because if he has had this ability, he will not talk like that. He will not describe like that. He will behave differently. But never identify it, because I never lost it. This one is all his thought telling him and his conditioned thinking. I felt them many times, but I tried to stay away from it. See? he contradicted himself again. Because I always got swayed by the mood and not wholesome feeling of this worldly life. See? That's the reason why I say conditioned thinking. Because he contradicts himself. He cannot come to terms with all this state that he describes so beautifully. He still has problems with many things. Then the next one is the feeling of a happy and healthy body, with the feeling of everything is possible as long as it's done with wisdom and compassion. Stay with me for some time. When I woke up, few hours from this so-called empty state of the meditation. Please, Adam, check. This is not meditation. You wake up from the unconscious state. But your conditioned thinking, you have to be careful, because you very easily get yourself conditioned by the words that you heard. These words are beautiful, but you have to realize it through meditation, through an understanding. Not to take the word and use your thought to try to develop the rational understanding. believing that you also have it. No, it's not like that. Before the wisdom arises, all this cannot come. Virtue can only arise when there is wisdom. Without wisdom, there is no true virtue. Love and compassion are only thought-based, according to the individual. Okay, I read on. Meditation no longer a practice. Again, this is what you heard, conditioned thinking. Yes, I'm always in the meditative state. You can't. If you can, means your daily mindfulness is already very stable. Using thought when necessary, again, this is what I have been telling you. And accepting that when the body just wants to sleep, when there is a long period of no thought, it's not no thought. You went into the unconscious. You went into the sleeping mode. No thought means you are fully aware that there is no thought activity, no more. That is the real one. It's a free mind. Please take note of that. Then I say, okay, message noted. Then I ask him permission. Can I share your experience and comment on it at tonight's class? Oh, he happily and quickly replied, yes, okay. That's why I share. So Adam, I hope it's something for you to learn. And at the same time, slowly develop more understanding. Your conditioned thinking can help you in a little way, but not much. Chances is, if you are not careful, if you don't develop the real mindfulness, you will get trapped into that conditioned thinking and conditioned belief. And so if you do that, you will not progress, you will stagnate. So just relax, maintain awareness. Then silence your mind. And when you really develop the stability of daily mindfulness, you will understand what I say. Then later on, you can see many things that you don't see before. Not through your thought process anymore, not through your knowledge, not through your conditioned thinking anymore. Okay?